Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, it's 7:48. Is she still touring? Is she still performing?
I think she's doing casinos.
Oh, well, at least that's good to know. She's still out there working.
Anne Murray. We're talking about Anne Murray. This is what happens off the air.
She's still alive. Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to assume.
Wow.
She's still hosting Christmas specials and Canadian
TV. Yeah.
Great.
I remember that album.
There's a good chance that you miss seeing your family and friends if you've been keeping your distance during the pandemic. But apparently there is one group of people we don't miss. They asked people who they're excited to reunite with when it's safe again.
Mm-hmm.
And like a fraction of 1% of people say they're excited to be with their coworkers again.
A fraction of 1%.
Only,
that's sad.
Only 0.78% of the people said they're even remotely excited to be with their coworkers again. That's less than 1 out of 100 people.
Well, let's think of it this way. Let's say, you know, for whatever reason, you no longer worked here. The day came and you don't work here anymore.
Me specifically?
And each of you.
Okay.
What percentage of the people in this building do you think you would stay in contact with?
I think definitely you guys, but, you know.
I mean, do you think it's more than 1%? I mean, how many people?
How many people we got in this building? Around 200?
Well, I would say a lot of my close friends, in addition to you, like, I don't think I would talk to you guys every day, but I would absolutely probably check in, like, once a week, every couple of weeks.
Well, that's
I would follow you on all your social platforms.
Get together for some lunch here and there.
You keep an eye on things. Because, I mean,
my really good friend works across the hall. Another really good friend works down the hall. I mean, I don't know.
That's what you think. I mean, and maybe you would, but I thought that way about the last place we worked. I'm like,
true.
I'll still talk to them all the time. They're my best friend.
Maybe it's easier that you see them on Facebook. Like, do you keep in touch with them on what they're doing on
social? We've been working here since before Facebook was a thing.
No, but I think that you bring up Facebook. I think what's interesting about Facebook is because we have Facebook, we don't feel like we have to talk to them as often because we see them on Facebook.
Yeah.
We kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I'm on vacation, I like to be like, what are you guys doing? Every now and then.
Yeah.
You know?
We're just pretty socially active. So I feel like
I would be the one maintaining all of our relationships.
Because we would all get kind of lazy and she would be sort of the portal to
bring you back
for the reunions and stuff. I feel like she'd be the one organizing
just think
them.
Think of the group chat we could have, Jeff. Reply all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. You know,
certain people I clearly would never talk to again. You know,
you enjoy working with these people. You like these people, but will you?
It's always good to see them. Like the couple times that I've been in Florida just to visit, you know, if I'm down there and I run into them and if we're able to make it happen, it's like it was yesterday.
Right.
It's so easy to it's like riding a bike. Like no time has passed. It's easy to catch up.
I hope they do another reunion. That was a lot of fun.
That was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And it wasn't weird. It was just really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't Q102 have like a big birthday coming up?
We do.
2022.
50 years of Q102.
So maybe then we can get everyone together.
That's ever
worked here.
Yeah. And
Pat Barry.
Yeah. Hey guys, how you doing?
George Clooney.
I know where to find Pat.
He interned here 1 year. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like Brian Douglas could come back. It would be so incredible to talk and catch up. He and I do actually talk about once a month, Brian Douglas and I, over Instagram or like text message. I always try to check in with Brian and see like how he's doing. What's up? Where are you shooting movies? You know, fun stuff like that.
I want to drag Sebastian's ass back here. Mark Sebastian.
Is he in Florida still?
I think so.
To my knowledge.
Because we worked with him long before we knew much of anything about Q102.
We knew Mark, so we worked with Mark Sebastian after Mark Sebastian worked at Q102.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to us coming at Q102.
Right. Not one of the nicest guys ever.
Yeah. Well, like Chris and Janine, they worked here for years, both together and separately.
Right. So we'd have to bring them back for the reunion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be fun.
Trevor, Holly, all of our old friends.
And let's see. So the 50th anniversary for Q102 would be in 2022. That would also fall on our 20th anniversary that Jen and I have worked at Q102. We would have been here. We will have been here 20 years.
20 big ones. Yeah.
Assuming we make it that far.
That's mine next year. Next year I will have worked here for 20 years.
We need you to be here for that. So everyone, please wear your bleeping mask.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
Sure.
Hope we don't. It's not, you know, that we get fired before then. It's
or furloughed or something. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
That's not what I meant. We need business to stay open.
We won't get
business. So wear your mask so we can have the businesses open.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you meant so we wouldn't get sick and die.
No, I did not mean that at all. Is that what it sounded
that's
like?
That's where her brain went to first.
That's where my brain goes to. My hypochondria anxiety brain.
As well.
God.
Yeah. We should, hopefully, by 2022, maybe we could have a big party. We could rent, like, Great American Ballpark and invite anyone that's ever listened to Q102 to come down.
Concert.
For, like, a really fun party.
All the artists that have ever been on Q102.
Everyone from Bon Jovi to Justin Timberlake, they're all going to stop by.
I know. Will we still be socially distancing then,
by
do you think?
By 2022?
I hope
not.
Who
knows?
I hope.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I like this idea. Let's keep this conversation
We'll keep. We're going to table the conversation for now. We're going to circle back.
Yeah, circle back.
I'm sure management is loving this conversation.
Let's try to stay healthy for as long as we can.
I heard U2 is going to be there. Did you guys hear that?
Yes. That's right. Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Yeah. I heard you spending our money this morning on
Halsey
the show.
And Billie Eilish are going to stop by.
Sure.
Blessed Union of Souls.
Why not?
Can't do anything without Elliot.
Well, you are setting some high expectations.
Listen, if you don't dream big, it will never happen.
Has anyone taken a vacation day from work since the pandemic started?
I took one, but it wasn't necessarily a vacation. I helped Uncle Joe unload his rental storage unit from Charlotte, North
Carolina.
I was
on vacation last week, the whole week. I was supposed to be in Aruba. Clearly, Aruba was closed, and I just stayed in Ross and traveled the tri-state.
Made your own beach.
You didn't lose any money on that deal, did you?
No, thankfully. And you know what? And it's all because of Scott. I was pushing him in March. Like, why? Why are you waiting on, like, booking this trip? Like, let's go. These are the dates. Nana's on board. Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden the world shut down and he was like, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad now? I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. But yeah,
that's good.
Thankfully, we had not booked anything. We knew where we were going, how much it was going to cost, the whole nine. He had just dragged his heels.
Yeah, 62% of Americans say they have not. They haven't taken one vacation day since the pandemic started. 12% have only taken one vacation day. Now, they found that the majority of Americans are planning to take a vacation at some point this summer, but most of us are going to stick to quick local trips in the car.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
So Kristen's trying to figure out her vacation with her and her youngest daughter, and obviously they don't want to fly either. They want to do a road trip, and they have had a hell of a time finding anything on Airbnb or VRBO, and they want to go somewhere. They don't want to head down south because it's hot enough here as it is, so they're thinking, maybe go north or go to a coast or go to a lake or something, and just, everybody's got the same idea. Everything's booked,
Yeah, as well as I heard that one of our listeners, I can't remember who it was talking about the camper rentals, like even renting an RV or those campers, that it's just exploding right now because people are just wanting to like travel the country.
Well, I'm trying to figure out because usually, I'm taking Jacob to see his doctor in New York and we usually stop at Sesame Place.
Oh, yeah.
On the way there. Well, they haven't reopened yet. It doesn't look like they're going to.
Mm.
So I'm going to try to find something between here in Red Hook, New York, something fun for us to stop and do for a day.
Yeah. What about, did you go to Hershey one year? Did you go to the chocolate factory?
I've been there. I didn't go to the theme park, but I've been to a concert in that area, so I've seen it.
I wonder if they're open.
I bet not. Mm. Let me look. I don't know. There have been
a fun place to go.
A lot of museums and things are opening. It's just you have to make the reservation and kind of know when you're going to go.
Right.
By the way, happy birthday to Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is celebrating a birthday today, guys.
60-something?
Let me see here.
73. I'm guessing. That's my guess.
You think he's 73? You think he's all the way up there?
64.
He might be.
64.
Yeah. 64th birthday. Not only does Tom Hanks hold the Guinness World Record for most consecutive Oscar wins by an actor, not only has he won over 50 entertainment awards, but he'll be always known as just Joe, the guy who fought a volcano. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 809, coming up on 910. Get a heat advisory in effect. Hot, humid today. Chance of a shower or pop-up thunderstorm. The high, the official high, 94. But the feels-like temperature, it'll feel. A heat index will make it feel like it's over 100 degrees. Triple digits. Did you say we're actually going to hit the triple digits next week?
Next week. That's the word on the street. Because I guess it's just crazy hot right now out in the west.
Hey, if you grew up in the 1990s or earlier and you wanted to use your hand to pretend you're on the phone or as a way of saying to someone, call me. Yeah. But like from a distance, because maybe, you know, you don't want to say it. You just want to like give them the hand signal to call me.
Or I'll call you later.
You would stick out your thumb and pinky and hold it up to your hand or hold your hand up to your face with your thumb and pinky to mimic a phone handset. Well, guess what, Grandpa? Today's kids have no idea what the hell that's supposed to mean. There's even a TikTok video going viral where a dad asks both of his kids, what hand gesture would you use to pretend you're on a phone call? And both of them held their palm flat to the side of their head to mimic a smartphone.
Some of my favorite videos is putting teenagers down with rotary phones. And watching them try to figure out how to place a call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do those even work anymore if you stick them in a way, if you plug them into the wall?
Evidently, they do. We learned yesterday, according to NBC Today Show weather person and host Dylan Dreyer, she owns two of them, a red one and a white one. And she said it takes longer to place the call, but her husband called her cell phone from their rotary landline phone.
Oh, wow.
And while the placing of the call took a lot longer for the clicks to translate to touch tones, it had to go through some
the pulses.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It did work.
Wow.
Wow, that is something.
Isn't that wild?
I would kind of just sort of like to have one of those.
That's why I think Dylan had it in the first place was she got it from her grandmother's house as like a piece of art.
Yeah. She liked it just because it, you know, it's kind of vintage looking, kind of retro.
I want to put that and I want to put a typewriter.
I have the trim line. I have a couple black trim lines.
Yeah.
But they're touchstone. They're not rotary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have that phone, Jen, where it was like see-through and had all the colors on the inside? That would be fun to have one like that.
Yep.
We never did because I don't know. I just figured you were the kind of person that would have that phone.
Occasionally, though, every time I, you know, answer the phone when Fritch is not here and we get a winner, there's that person every once in a while when we pick up.
It's you
hear the hum in the background and you're like, this is one of those old grandma phones.
You just know it.
You can just tell.
By the way, speaking of TikTok, there's a woman. I'm going to share this story later in our good news segment, but I'll share it with you now since we're talking about TikTok. There's a woman on TikTok named Lexi Cady. And Lexi Cady started something called the Venmo Challenge. She asks her followers to donate what they can, you know, even if it's just a few cents. You get a few extra change, change laying around. Yeah. Donate it. And she uses that money to leave these huge tips at restaurants. Here she is telling a waitress at a cheesecake factory in Baltimore on the 4th of July that she's getting a big tip from donations.
That's great.
$628.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. That's a nice kiss, right?
I'd take a kiss like that.
Yeah. And I guess people have been eating way more snack food during the pandemic. So getting some new options on that front is big news. Did you guys hear Lay's just released 5 new limited edition flavors of chips?
Are they out now? Because I knew they were coming.
July 13th, I think it is.
In stores next week. Yeah, and they'll be on sale through early September. But they're all based on food from famous restaurants around the country. And I've only been to one of them out of the 5.
Okay.
Which is the first one, Grimaldi's in New York. It's actually in Brooklyn. New York style pizza. True New York style pizza. So that's one Lay's potato chip variety. Also, if you've ever been to Party Fowl in Nashville, where you get some real Nashville hot chicken, they've made a Lay's potato chip based on that. Also, a Philly cheesesteak variety inspired by Gino's Steaks in Philadelphia.
I've never had one of those. Have you guys ever had a real Philly cheesesteak from Philadelphia?
No, I wish.
But that is a glorious sandwich.
I think I would eat the onion because I'm not a big onion eater, but for that situation, I think I would try to suffer through.
Is that the one where they're across the street from each other? Is that the one in Philly?
I don't know.
There's like 2 famous ones right across the street from each other.
Where's the best place to get one here?
Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there a place?
It used to be West Shore Pizza.
I know. I was so
before
sad
they closed it. That sucked. I was sorry to see them go.
Is there anyone listening who is from Philadelphia that has had an authentic Philly cheesesteak experience in Cincinnati?
Or anywhere around here.
Call us. Hungry.
Yeah. And do they deliver?
Right. Let's see. Lay's potato chip, limited edition variety number 4. The Carnitas Street Taco, inspired by El Torito in Los Angeles. And Chili Relleno, inspired by Cucina Azul in Albuquerque.
Oh, Chili Rellanos.
Rellanos? Chili Rellanos. Is that how you pronounce it?
How do you spell it?
Chili, R-E-L-L-E-N-O. Inspired by Cucina Azul in Albuquerque. Anyway, the chips are hitting stores next week. And they're going to be on sale, it looks like, through September. So let's just see if you guys are paying attention. Which one of these chips do you think is a joke? Philly cheesesteak, New York style pizza, or Carnita Street taco?
They're all the real.
They are all real.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.